This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two southern states in India have become the latest to declare lockdowns as cases surge at breakneck speeds across the country. The announcements come as pressure mounts on the federal government to announce a nationwide lockdown. On Saturday, India reported nearly or more than 401,000 new cases, including more than 4,100 deaths. That takes the total to over 21.8 million cases in what is believed to be an undercount. One doctor in the capital says that he has had to reject patients left and right and center as his hospital struggles to find more oxygen. Experts say the surge is in one city is fast eclipsing other hard-hit cities like New Delhi and Mumbai. The European Commission called on Friday on the United States and other major COVID-19 vaccine producers to export what they make, as the European Union does, rather than talk about waiving intellectual property rights to the shots. Commission head Ursula von der Leyen told a news conference on the sidelines of a summit of EU leaders that discussions on the waiver would not produce a single dose of COVID-19 vaccine in the short to medium term. She said about 50% of European-produced coronavirus vaccines exported to almost 90 countries. The World Health Organization approved the COVID-19 vaccine from China's state-owned drug maker Sinopharm for emergency use on Friday, a boost to Beijing's push for a big role in inoculating the world. The vaccine, one of two main Chinese coronavirus vaccines that collectively have already been given to hundreds of millions of people in China and elsewhere, is the first developed by a non-Western country.